There have been some concerns in the last month, though, about the complete response letters that were issued for two drugs, Replimune and Capricor. Both those companies said that they were caught off guard, that it seemed like things were changing, standards were changing at the FDA. They thought they were following the guidance they were given. Can you explain what happened there and maybe how that gets fixed?
So I can't discuss any individual product or individual decision of the FDA, but look, the process should be transparent, and it's not always perfect. Sometimes the reviewers act in their own sort of autonomy and independence. We're trying to create more standardization and create a culture where we have common standards. For example, sometimes we still require routine animal testing when a drug's already been approved in humans and used in thousands of people in Europe. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Because that slows down the process.
That slows down the process. We want to speed up the process, streamline it, modernize it. We're using AI now in our scientific reviews as an organizing tool. And, you know, these applications are gnarly. They're like, could be 100,000 pages. So we're going to introduce a radical concept called a page limit, you know, just like college applicants have. And we want to allow drug makers to get more predictability and insight.